Sarasota's greatest hits are on WSRQ LECOM Radio. Classic hits from the music icons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with real human DJs you know. The Comets, John the Milkman, J.J. Johnston, Dr. Denny Wojtek, Aaron Anthony, Nat the Hat, Terry Bowen, Jewel Lee. Find WSRQ LECOM Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM, or download the WSRQ LECOM Radio app and take us anywhere. Classic hits have one address on the Sun Coast, WSRQ, LECOM Radio.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come grab one of our 7-game premium packs. Starting at just $95, you're guaranteed a seat to every Marauders premium game this season, which includes Star Wars Night, Margaritaville Night, and more. Your purchase today also includes an exclusive Paul Skeens bobblehead. What are you waiting for? To find out how you could purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at LECOM Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket, for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
This is what you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car, because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at LECOM Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauders Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauders Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Bradenton Marauders and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Bradenton Marauders. The 2024 Bradenton Marauders season continues to roll on from coast to coast all across the Sunshine State. This is the Bradenton Marauders Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Marauders Pregame Show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
From Lee-Com Park in Bradenton, Florida, it's the second game of this six-game week-long series between the Jupiter Hammerheads and the Bradenton Marauders. Thomas and Zarella here on the Marauders pregame show, getting you set for this special 11 a.m. contest between the Marlins and the Pirates single-A affiliates. Bradenton snapping a three-game losing skid yesterday as they won 6-3 in their first meeting against Jupiter this season. This is their only series meeting as well in 2024 after meeting twice last year, each team having a six-game home series. Yesterday, it was a combination of a bit of everything. Strong pitching, good hitting, and great defense behind that pitching to help them will themselves to a 6-3 win. They slugged 10 hits, including a pair of home runs, two in the fifth inning, one by Esmerlin Valdez, and then the other a two-run home run from Omar Alfonso. And then Carlson Reed had allowed just three earned runs on five hits in six innings, struck out six with two of those hits through the first five innings being a pair of solo home runs. So really that was about it. That was untouched from Carlson. Bullpen pitch strong. Landon Tompkins a scoreless inning. And then Mike Walsh picked up a two-inning save as well, his first save of the season. We come back here on the pregame show, though. We'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, get you set for today around the FSL. There are some day games to check in on. And, of course, a look at the Pirates scoreboard. That's next year on the Marauders pregame show on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back on the Bradenton Marauders pregame show as Jupiter and Bradenton get ready for the second game of this six-game set this week at Lee-Com Park. Time to check out the out-of-town scoreboard as we start in the Florida State League today. 12:05 first pitch down in Fort Myers at Hammond Stadium between the Tortugas and Fort Myers. Clearwater and Palm Beach finishing their suspended game from yesterday at 4 p.m. Palm Beach had a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the third inning. Luke Russo was on the mound. I doubt we'll see him to come out for Clearwater. And then they will play a seven-inning game after that. Lakeland and St. Lucie on the East Coast throwing first pitch at 6:10. And then the DJs at TD Ballpark hosting Tampa. 6:30 first pitch there at TD Ballpark. In the Pittsburgh Pirates system, Buccos slugged out 12 runs yesterday. Had a couple of home runs. Joshua Palacios, a rehab with Bradenton, hit a home run, as did Joey Barta, grand slam his fifth of the year. And then Ryan Reynolds, an all-star. Yes, hey, now you're an all-star. 17 home runs now for B-Ray as Quinn Priester picked up the win. Six innings. It was an opener with Josh Fleming, and then Priester went the next six Dennis Santana the final two to close out a 12-2 win in Milwaukee, who's in first place, so they gain a game on the Brewers. And today they continue that series up in Milwaukee, 8:10 p.m. first pitch. Martina Perez is on the hill for Pittsburgh as it looked to pick up a, I believe would be a series victory. It would, a three-game series, so a series victory that would be if they can pull that one off. Elsewhere, in the Pirates' org, 12 p.m. first pitch in Greensboro at First National Bank Field. Dominic Parachi on the hill. Then a 1:35 first pitch today as well. Columbus is in Indianapolis. Doug Nikhazy, former Ole Miss Rebel, on the hill today against Jake Woodford for Indianapolis. And then the only night game outside of the big league club in the Pirates system, Thomas Harrington gets the baseball. One of the top pitching prospects in the Pirates org. He's 1-2 with a 2.72 ERA. They're in our hosting Bowie, I should say, 6 p.m. again, first pitch. We come back here. We'll get you lineups. That's next here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
This is what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test. Starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Back at Lecom Park here on the Bradenton Marauders pregame show as both managers right now are exchanging lineup cards. Jim Horner for the Bradenton Marauders and Frank Moore, who is an interim manager this week, is a coordinator in the Marlins system, and so he is taking over the managerial duties from Nelson Prada this week. Our two umpires as well, Liana Ricks will be calling balls and strikes. Garrett Nelson is in the field today. Two umpires that came from the Carolina League. Nelson is also actually a fill-in umpire this week as well. But it's time now to get you the lineups, starting with the Jupiter Hammerheads, who are 42-40 overall in the season, 6-10 in the second half. Leading off is the DH Colby Shea. It's a very similar lineup to what it was yesterday, besides the bottom of the order. Shane Sasaki, center fielder, rehabbing from AA Pensacola. Ryan Ignoff with the catcher hits third. Davis Bradshaw is the new addition. The left-hitting left fielder is also on rehab from AA Pensacola. Camp Alderman, the right fielder out of Ole Miss, who homered yesterday, hits fifth. JT Mabry plays third base and bats in the sixth spot. Jordan McCants, the left-hitting second baseman, hits seventh. The first baseman, Yerwal Martinez, hits eighth. And Christian Rodriguez, a left-hitting shortstop, rounds out the starting nine for the Jupiter Hammerheads. They send a former Cougar from Washington State, Brandon White, to the hill. He's 2-4 with a 4.67 ERA. Opposite of the righty rehabber and Aaron Shortridge, who is 0-1 with a 4.26 ERA. Starting nine for Bradenton, they come in 10 games below 500 overall at 36-46, 7-9 in the second half of the season. Switch hitting third baseman Gerald Toledo hits leadoff. Switch hitting shortstop Connor Delgado bats second. As Marilyn Valdez, the first baseman, bats third. Hitting cleanup and catching is Axel Plaz. The left-hitting left fielder, Shlin Polanco, hits fifth. The DH, Eddie Rodriguez, bats in the sixth spot. And Emmanuel Torero, the right fielder, hits seventh, with the switch-hitting second baseman, Wesley Zapata, batting eighth, and the left-hitting center fielder, Braylon Bishop, rounding out the starting nine for the Bradenton Marauders. Again, Aaron Shortridge is on the hill today as Bradenton goes for their second straight win against Jupiter. 1-9 again for the Marauders. Toledo, Delgado, Valdez, Plaz, Polanco, Rodriguez, Torero, Zapata, and Bishop. As Bradenton is just about ready to take the field out from the first base dugout in their white jersey tops. With Jupiter, in their teal blue, just like their parent club in the Miami Marlins. Bunch of camp kids still making their way in right now. Out for the buses in right field. This is the final, again, camp day game, at least at home this season. Aaron Shortridge is the first man to sprint out there from the first base dugout as he will pick up the baseball and will get tossing just after this on the Marauders Broadcast Network. Anthem first, though, that's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Teaching your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bring the kids and the entire family to Lecombe Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Let's go! Woo! Batter up!
Hey, batter.
Play ball!
Play ball!
It's time for the future Pirate Stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now, back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Marauders, Thomas Zinzarella.
From Lecombe Park in Bradenton, Florida, it's the second game of this week-long series between the Jupiter Hammerheads and the Bradenton Marauders. So glad you could join us here on the Marauders Broadcast Network. Thomas Zinzarella, rest of our entire crew, as it's another rehab start for Aaron Shortridge. It's his third. The 27-year-old out of Santa Rosa, California, will face Colby Shade, Shane Sasaki, and Ryan Ignafo in this top of the first inning. Bradenton coming off a 6-3 win yesterday, which snapped a three-game losing skid for them. They lost the last three in Fort Myers. So Shortridge is making his 84th career appearance, 81st start, after he was selected in the fourth round by the Pirates back in 2018. 6'1", 210, a right-hander, Marauders in their home white jersey tops here today. As Kobe Shade climbs in. The right side. Shortridge ready from the belt. And strides home the pitch. It's a fastball just outside at 90 miles an hour as we're off and running at 11:01 a.m. Special camp day game here from Leacom Park. Temperatures 87 degrees and cloudy. We'll only warm up here. 1-0. Fastball. This time is over the heart of the plate. For a called strike, it's 1-1. Shade yesterday hit his fourth home run of the season. He's hitting .275 this year with 15 doubles. Has also driven in 23 runs. Shortridge strides home. And swing and a miss on a fastball. It's 1-2. There were four home runs hit yesterday between both sides. Jupiter had two. A pair of solo blasts against Carlson Reed. And then Bradenton hit two and three batters in the fifth inning yesterday. Shortridge strides home, 1-2. Swing and a tip, squeezed by Axio Plaz for strike three. And Aaron Shortridge strikes out the first batter he sees to start the ball game. Now Shortridge with Bradenton this year. He's 0-1 with a 4.26 ERA. Coming off a really good start in Fort Myers last week. That was on July the 4th. Shane Sasaki, the righty, swings the first pitch and fouls it back to the screen. Threw 55 pitches, 40 strikes, and that was the old vintage, I think you could say, Aaron Shortridge. Guy threw a lot of strikes, fills up the zone. Struck out seven, allowed just two hits, no walks, no runs in four innings. Unfortunately, it was a scoreless game when he left, and Bradenton went on to lose 2-1. The 0-1, Sasaki flies foul off the right side. Sasaki, a rehabber from AA Pensacola. There is another one as well in Davis Bradshaw who was added today. He is batting cleanup and playing left field. As Shortridge steps off the mound, and I think he realized that. And so an auto ball against him. 1-2 the count. On Sasaki was 0-3 through the walk yesterday. The pitch is a called third strike. 94 outer paint. And Shortridge comes back. Strike out Sasaki. Two quick outs here in the top of the first inning. Base is cleared, no score. Let's set the defense for you. Starting the outfield left to right, Shaleen Polanco, Braylon Bishop, and Emmanuel Torero. Toledo's at third, Delgado Zapata up the middle, as Marilyn Valdez is at first, and Axio Plaz does the catching. Now the catcher, Ryan Ignafo, climbs in the right side, who takes strike at the knees. Shortridge ready. And the 0-1. That's off the plate outside. A couple hundred campers in attendance today at Leacom Park. There's been an Education Day game. And then there was, that was against Daytona in April. Then this is the second now Camp Day game. 1-1. Outside with a slider for ball two. You know, not the last road trip in Fort Myers, but the previous one in Clearwater is also a Wednesday noon game. It was a camp day game. 2-1. Swing and a roller foul. Typically, you always run into a string of them in fields, but there hasn't been too many that Bradenton has played in. Usually in May, feels like in a minor league season, you're playing one every week for about a month. Two outs, base is clear. Looking to strike out the side in order in the first. 2-2, and now a late time called here as Ignafo was granted it by Oakland umpire Liana Ricks. Garrett Nelson is the field umpire today, just a two-man crew in single A. So they'll try it again. Two balls and two strikes. The offering. Swing and a miss for strike three. A 1-2-3 top of the first as Shortridge strikes out the side. Half an inning, no score. Braden's in the bat here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Bring the kids and the entire family to Leacombe Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Aaron Shortridge struck out the side of the top of the first inning as Brandon White will battle him in the home half of the first inning. Gerald Toledo, Connor Delgado, and Esmerlin Valdez will do battle against him in this first inning. No score. As Toledo switch hitter batting left. First pitch is down and in for ball one on Toledo. Bradenton winning game one yesterday, 6-3. As White works downhill, 1-0, and skips in, it's 2-0. White, 24 years of age, stands the mound at 6'8", 230 pounds. 12th round pick by the Marlins back in 2021. 2-0 is runs inside. Three ball count. Played his college ball at Jim Horner's alma mater in Washington State. Making his 11th start of the year is 2-4 with a 4.67 ERA. 3-0. And outside, ball four, Toledo walks. Leadoff man's aboard for Connor Delgado. White has walked just 13 batters coming in and struck out 41 and 44 in the third innings. Opponents are hitting 251 against him. As another switch hitter, Connor Delgado, climbs into the left side. Leadoff man on, no score. And first pitch is taken high. Four balls, so it's been five straight balls from White to start the day. Made five starts last year for Jupiter after not pitching in 21 or 22. Von Schoen pulled back, and it's outside. And now Ryan Ignoffo will jog out to the mound. Interesting backstory, too, about Brandon White is that Jim Horner, who I mentioned, not only was he a former player at Washington State, and Horner was, but he also was an assistant coach there for a few years between his time with the Mariners organization and then Texas Tech and then to Washington State, where he actually recruited Brandon White to play there. Pitch is high for ball three. So White having a rough go so far. Throwing seven straight balls. Valdez is on deck. And the three ball count is inside ball four. First two men reach on eight straight balls brings up as Marlon Valdez. Homeward yesterday, his return off the injured list. Two on, nobody out, no score, bottom one. Righty slugger Valdez in. Opening pitch is a called strike on the inside edge. White mixes in a fastball changeup slider mix. The 0-1. And that's taken high for a ball. Bit of a two-seam fastball there. It's 1-1. White's coming off a really good start last week against Palm Beach. Gave up a run on three hits in five innings. Didn't walk anybody and struck out three. 1-1 is a slider down and out of the zone for a ball. Really, this year he's only had four multi-walk games. Walked a season-high three in St. Lucie on May 2nd. And he's walked a pair two, three other times as Valdez fouls it back. Count back even at 2-2. Valdez hitting .242 this year with 14 doubles, 10 home runs, and 36 RBIs. 20 years of age from Peravia in the DR. White kicks 2-2. Ricky ball tap foul behind Tome. As Maryland was definitely a bat that they missed in the lineup. He's a guy that obviously has driven a lot of runs. He's tied for the team lead with Shalene Polanco. 2-2. Swing and a fly. Ball punched in the air. Left center. Bradshaw heading back. He looks up. It's gone. As Marlon Valdez for the second straight day goes yard. Number 11 for him. It's a three-run jack. 3-0 Marauders in the second. So the two walks come back to hurt. Brandon White as Axel applies the righty. Swings and misses at a breaking ball for strike one. That's why they missed a guy like that. Get a few guys on, able to drive him in. The 0-1. And Plaz takes on the outside corner, a called strike. Valdez RBIs 37, 38, and 39. 3-0 Bradenton's in bottom one. As Plaz is behind the 0-2. And that's a called third strike. Good fastball in the outside corner. That's a good bounce back at bat there for White. One gone, base is clear for Shalene Polanco. Let's set the defense for you. Starting the outfield left to right, Davis Bradshaw, Shane Sasaki, and Kemp Aldebins in right. Over at third base, it's JT Mabry, Rodriguez, McCants up the middle. Martinez is at first, and Ignafo does the catching. First pitch is a breaking ball. That's a called strike on the inside corner. The 0-1, swinging a roller right side of the infield. McCants to his right, scoops and throws across his body. And Polanco set down 4-3. Two gone in the half inning. Bradenton now with that home run from Valdez. They have hit eight in their first eight games. They had a stretch where they didn't have any last week. They didn't have an extra base hit from last Thursday on until yesterday. Eddie Rodriguez, the ready. First pitch is outside for a ball. It was a streak of 21 straight singles for Bradenton. Now it snapped yesterday in the fifth inning. The 1-0. It's taken at the knees, a called strike. Rodriguez, a multi-hit game last night. He had two doubles. 1-1. Fastball ripped down and missed as some of the young fans here chanting Eddie. Getting into it. Eddie, 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 Eddie. 1-2. And that's a called third strike. So after walking the first two, allowing a home run, he retires the next three. 3-0 Marauders, though, after one on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecon Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Paws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Top of the second inning, Bradenton with a 3-0 cushion after the Marilyn Valdez 3-run home run. Aaron Shortridge out for the top of the second after he struck out the side in the first. Davis Bradshaw, the lefty hitter, against the righty Shortridge. First pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. 26-year-old Davis Bradshaw, who's coming off a 60-day IL stint with AA Pensacola. The 0-1, swinging a slow roller right side of the infield. Valdez to his right, but it's ruled a foul ball. So strike two on Bradshaw. Was an 11th round pick back in 2018 out of Meridian Community College. That's in Mississippi. He was born in Florence. I spent the last a handful of years, that's 3 years or so, got up to AA in 22. As the 0-2 is a called third strike. Backdoor breaking ball. That's the first four in a row struck out by Aaron Shortridge. Have a start. One out, base is clear. 3-0 in the second as Kemp Alderman steps in the right side. Opening pitch is whiffed at a miss for a strike. Alderman homered yesterday. The 0-1. Breaking ball chopped to the ground left side. Toledo charging in, scoops in line with the bag, throws on the run. Two gone as Shortridge has retired the first five so far. As JT Mabry, last man standing in the top of the second. Bradenton took advantage of a pair of walks from Brandon White before Valdez hit a home run. Mabry the righty, first pitch. It is a fastball down and away for ball one. Mabry this year hitting 214 with four doubles, no home runs, and 13 RBIs. The 1-0. That's on the ground to short. Delgado back into the hole. Strong throw across. It's another 1-2-3 inning. Six up, six down for Aaron Shortridge. 3-0 Bradenton after 1.5 on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecon Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauders Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauders Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Bottom two, Bradenton 3, Jupiter nothing, as 7-8-9 due up for the Marauders after a home run from Valdez in the first inning. And Emmanuel Torreira, Wesley Zapata, and Braylon Bishop. Well, battle Brandon White, who threw seven straight balls to start his day, or at least eight, I should say. Walked the first two, then Valdez hit a home run. Lefty Terrell making his first start this week. First pitch, bunt shown, and it's tapped down foul, third base side. It's 0-1. Terrell's numbers this year, he is 11 for his first 77 in 21 games now. Double, two home runs, and eight RBIs. The 0-1, change up, check swing, it's a called strike. 0-2. After those first three men reached, they'll retire the next three, White did. 0-2, and a called third strike. Struck out three of the last four now, all have been looking. One gone in the second inning for Wesley Zapata. This is a guy who is starting to get better and better. He was bounced up and down between the FCL and single-A Bradenton for some time, and Zapata having a good last five-game stretch, though. Switch hitter batting left, swings the first pitch and flies it foul down the left side. Zapata's last five, he is 5-for-15 with two doubles, five RBIs. Two walks and pair of runs scored. Think on the year. His first 27, he had just two RBIs and two doubles. 0-1, that's line through the right side of the right field as Zapata stays hot. He's got a base hit with one out in the second. That's why he's getting more looks day in and day out in this lineup. Second hit today against White. Runner on, one out for the lefty, Brillen Bishop. Making his first start this week as well. Did not play yesterday. Lefty batter. First pitch takes a breaking ball up and away for ball one. Three nothing Marauders in the bottom of the second inning. Working against the tall righty Brandon White, the 1-0. And that's whistled back to the screen for a strike. Bishop is a guy who's worked more walks lately on the season. He's got 15 walks, needing 219 with a 336 on base with some power, too. He's got four bombs and 14 RBIs. Spinning a toss to first, to pot it back in with a headlong dive. Put on about 25 pounds of muscle in the offseason. Also is looking to get 25 stolen bases. He's got eight this year, has missed some time with injury. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Now for Bishop. He's walked eight times over his last 29 plate appearances. He only walked seven in his first 84. 1-2. Swing and a tapper at home plate foul. So I really say he's improved a lot. And that cut down some of the strikeouts. One-two. And a breaking ball up and away. It's 69 miles an hour. Might have been a knuckleball there. Two-two. That's laced towards the alley, left center field. Base in. Zapata turns around second, heads for third. Sasaki bobbles, and Bishop takes advantage. He slides into second safely, and it'll be two on with one out in the second inning. Second and third, one out as Bradenton in it, right back to the well here. Aiming to add on to their 3-0 lead early in the second. Bishop with his seventh double of the season. As Gerald Toledo, switch hitter batting left, playing third base today. The Hammerheads have the infield back right now. Not just trying to get it out here. First pitch runs up and away. Left side of the infield swung over, but they're willing to concede the run. I think a lot of teams would bring it in here, but that's been a lot of new school thought. The 1-0. Fisted on the hand, shallow right center, it dunks in, base hit. Zapata scores. Bishop, he gets the wave around, and he scores standing up. Toledo down a second. It's a two RBI single. 5-0 Marauders. In inning number two. Bradenton just jumping all over Brandon White. That was a good pitch that rode on the hands, but Toledo just muscled it out to the outfield. And now a mound visit from pitching coach in Glenn Dishman. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard while we do. And the Pittsburgh Pirates over just to get you set for tonight. Big League Club Martin Perez is on the hill for the Pirates in Milwaukee. They won 12-2 last night. Looking to win the series with a win today. AAA Indianapolis plays an afternoon game, 1:35 at Victory Field. Luis Sessa is now pitching for Indy against Doug Nikhazy. AA Altoona, 6 p.m. for his pitch. Thomas Harrington at home against Altoona, or against Bowie, I should say. As Connor Delgado shows his bunt, pulls it back, and it's outside. And then a 12 p.m. first pitch at First National Bank Field in Greensboro. Dominic Piracci is 1.74 ERA. It's been a nice find for the Pirates. Piracci as 1-0 is down and away for a ball. 11th round pick he was 2 years ago out of Salve Regina, which is in Newport, Rhode Island, one of the most beautiful campuses you will find. 2-0, and a fastball outside for ball three. White is from Washington State, Pullman. Got a pair of old Pac-12 pitchers on the hill today. Shortridge out of Cal Berkeley. 3-0, and that's rolled foul. First base side, softly. To many college football fans, Washington State, you might see it every Saturday just because of College Game Day. Tradition that began in 2003. 3-1, ripped out and missed by Delgado, who walked and scored last inning. Three balls and two strikes. But it's been a tradition again since 2003. Tom Pounds, a WSU alum, drove to Texas for game day with the flag. 3-2. Pop foul behind, two out of play. When it was in the middle of a really strong season for the football team, Washington State had 9 wins. And it's just been something you see every single Saturday. It's shipped around the country, and it happened almost 10 years ago where the flag was lost in transit. Again, it's been a staple on many televisions you'll see. As that one's lined in towards right center field, that will split the gap and roll. Toledo around third will score. Delgado stops around second base with an RBI double, adds on to a 6-0 lead now for Bradenton in the second inning. Now, Bradenton mentioned that streak they had of 21 consecutive singles. Yesterday they had a run, I believe it was 4 straight extra base hits. And now here they've got 3 today. 2 doubles and a home run. 6-0, runner on at second, one gone. As first pitch to Esmerlin Valdez is a breaking ball called strike. He homered his last trip up, drove home 3 in the first. A 1 in the dirt, gets away past Ignafo as Delgado trots down a third on a wild pitch. Washington State now talking about them, and White's alma mater as the infield now does come in. Runner on third, 6-0 ball game. The 0-1, and Valdez sends a high drive in the air, left center field. Watch this one go. A multi-home run day as Marlon Valdez two at-bats, two home runs, his second multi-home run game of the season. And Bradenton with another crooked number makes it 8-0. Now the crazier thing is that it's been in back-to-back innings. One out, base is clear as the righty Axial Plaz pops it up. Shallow right center. McCants backpedals out and makes the grab. With the sunglasses on. Oh boy, Bradenton pulling out the bats like Pittsburgh did yesterday in Milwaukee. How about the 7 home runs they had Pittsburgh did against the Mets last week at PNC Park? They ran out of fireworks. Lefty Polanco grounds it foul first base side. Down the face of the dugout. Eight nothing contest. 8 runs on 6 hits here in the second inning. The 0-1. Up and away with an off-speed for a ball. And Washington State will be joining the Mountain West Conference for football, though, with some games scheduled. 1-1. Up and away for ball 2. Now that we are past July 1, you see, believe the moves have been official. Or a lot of those Pac-12 schools that will split and head to the Big 12. Big 10, ACC, Stanford and Cal go into the ACC. 2-1 check swing, it's in tight. And affects a lot of baseball schools as well. Schools like Stanford, Oregon State, and Washington State. 3-1, fastball, rip foul off the left side. Full count, 2 outs, base is clear. 5 runs in this second inning. Offensive explosion so far. Here's the payoff. Swing and a miss for a strike 3, and White punches out his second of the inning, fourth of the day, but it's a big second. 5 runs score, Valla's got 2 home runs, 8-0 after 2 on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket, for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Top of the third inning, 8-0 Bradenton after they score 5 in the second. Aaron Shortridge, who's gone 6 up, 6 down. First pitch is a called strike to the lefty, Jordan McCants, for a strike 1 to start this third inning. Boy, 8 runs on 6 hits so far against Jupiter. As Shortridge comes ready, the 0-1. That's outside for a ball. Missed with a changeup that ran away from the lefty, McCants. It's a run of 3 straight lefties here in the bottom 3 men in the order. The 1-1. Swing and a miss as McCants fist after a breaking ball. It's 1-2. Hitting 205 this season, 7 doubles, 5 triples, 2 home runs. He's also driven in 15 runs this year, McCants has. Hit a bunch of ground outs a second yesterday. 1-2. Swing on a ground ball, foul, third base side. McCants is 0 for 3. All three were to second base, including the latter two. He saw swung on the first pitch and put the ball in play. He saw in total 5 pitches yesterday. He will see 5 here in this at-bat to start. 1-2. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Aaron Shortridge. 5 strikeouts to the first 7 batters. So he puts away McCants. 1 gone. Base is clear. Top 3. Bradenton 8. Jupiter nothing. On this Education Day game at Lee Comm Park. Yerlao Martinez making his first start appeared yesterday, as he takes a backdoor slider for a called strike. Came in for Shane Sasaki, who's on rehab from Double-A. As defense is something, not get a chance at the plate yesterday. The 0-1, swing and a tip into the glove of Plaz. It's 0-2. Martinez has played 55 games now this season, in just a buck 55, though. Does have 3 home runs. 0-2. Swing and a miss for strike 3. High cheddar. That's now 6 Ks. And the first 8 have been retired. And again, this is what Aaron Shortridge really did in his last rehab start. Gave up 3 earned runs in Clearwater in his first. That was 2 inherited runs that scored, though. That was across 2 1/3. Christian Rodriguez, a lefty, watches the ball down and in. Shortridge was a very durable starter last year between Altoona and then Indianapolis at AAA. 1-0. That's low and in. Finished tied for the Eastern League lead in wins at 11. Started 27 games for AA Altoona. 138 in a third innings. That's a lot. 2-0. Taken for a called strike. Especially the minor leagues. I know right now Mitch Keller is right around that mark right now. And Keller, a guy in the big leagues who was a snub for the All-Star game. 2-1. It's taken low. Pirates did get a pair of All-Star game representatives, though. Brian Reynolds and Mr. Paul Skeens. 2 outs, base is clear. 3-1. Swing and a fly ball hit well down the left field line. Slices out of play, though. So the count is full on Christian Rodriguez. This is now the largest output inning for Aaron Shortridge on the hill through just a dozen pitches in the first. 3-2. Swinging a high topper right side. Big hop for Zapata. Field sidearm tosses to first, and that's the third inning. A 1-2-3 third. 8-0 Bradenton on top on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car, because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Sarasota's greatest hits are on WSRQ Lecom Radio. Classic hits from the music icons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with real human DJs you know. The Comet, John the Milkman, J.J. Johnston, Dr. Denny Wojtek, Aaron Anthony, Nat the Hat, Terry Bowen, Jewel Lee. Find WSRQ Lecom Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM or download the WSRQ Lecom Radio app and take us anywhere. Classic hits have one address on the Sun Coast, WSRQ, Lecom Radio.
Eight nothing Bradenton on top as we start the top of the third inning as Colin Lau, the new pitcher in. First pitch is ripped out and missed by Eddie Rodriguez for strike one. So Brandon White goes his two innings today. Gives a pair of long balls to as Marilyn Valdez. The 0-1. Now back for strike two. Twenty-five-year-old, native of Danbury, Connecticut, played his college ball in Rhode Island. Now two's outside for a ball. Played at Bryant University, Smithfield, Rhode Island, which is also the home of Fidelity Investments. He's working in the finance world. 1-2, and that's in tight for ball two. That's a big business school then at Bryant. They have a partnership down there. But they also produce some baseball players as well. It's a good mid-major program in the Northeast. 2-2s, fisted foul, first base side. Making his 19th appearance this year, he's 6-2 with a 4.44 ERA. Six walks, 38 strikeouts in 46 and two-thirds innings. Has allowed 50 hits on the year. 2-2. Swinging a ball, poked out to shallow left center. Sasaki in, but can't get there. Rodriguez with a base hit. Bradenton now with seven hits today. They had 10 all of last game. But hitting well against Jupiter to start this week. Runner on. Nobody out for Abando Terrero as he flies the first pitch. Shallow left center field. Rodriguez, a shortstop out, makes the grab. One pitch, one gone. Alo was signed to a minor league deal after the draft in July of 2022. Pitched across three levels last year. Jupiter, Pensacola made a spot start, and then two appearances in AAA Jacksonville. First pitch to Wesley Zapata's low for a ball. Well, Jacksonville, too, the Marlins affiliate. That used to be in AA in the Southern League for the Marlins. Now Pensacola, which had moved between the Twins and the Reds for a few years in AA in the Southern League. The 1-0. Taken high. Back in the day, too, for Jim Horner, for example, he was in the Southern League. 2-0 runner in motion. Pitches outside. Throw to second base. They would have had him, but the ball was dropped. Rodriguez climbs back on the base. Stolen base for him, and the count 3-0, but Jim Horner at one point was a part of the Southern League. And the Mariners are. Pitch is a called strike. Back in 1998 when they were affiliated with the Mariners in the Southern League, or the Orlando Rays is what they ended up being from 99 to 03 when they were a Devil Rays affiliate. 3-1. Rolled on the right side of the infield. Back in it by Martinez. Flips to the covering low. That does move Rodriguez a third, but two gone now in the inning. They played at Tinker Field in Orlando. In the last few years, they played in Kissimmee and Champion Stadium at the Walt Disney World Resort. Runner on third, two outs, 8-0 Bradenton, as a breaking ball top of the zone, a called strike to the lefty, Braylon Bishop. Team would then move to Montgomery, Alabama in 2004 and still be a part of the Rays AA to this day. A one spot foul at the left side out of play. Play right at Riverwalk Stadium. There's a Riverwalk right beyond it, just like here in Bradenton, there's the Riverwalk. Imagine the Riverwalk in downtown Bradenton, but a ballpark situated right next to it. 0-2, and a breaking ball outside. One, two, and a called third strike. Inside tight fastball gets Bishop looking. That ends the third inning. No runs to hit, one man left on base. 8-0 after three on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script Jersey to celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come grab one of our 7-game premium packs. Starting at just $95, you're guaranteed a seat to every Marauders premium game this season, which includes Star Wars Night, Margaritaville Night, and more. Your purchase today also includes an exclusive Hall Skeens bobblehead. What are you waiting for? To find out how you could purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Top four, Bradenton kept off the board for the first time. They do have an 8-run lead, though, on Jupiter, as Aaron Shortridge has gone 9-up, 9-down. Kobe Shea, top of the order. Get their second looks at him. First pitch is a fastball popped in the air, shallow right field, as Zapata goes out, makes the catch, waste time. One pitch, one out to start the fourth inning. Big story, though, has been as Marilyn Valdez, who has two home runs today and two at-bats in two innings, really. And then Aaron Shortridge has been the bigger story, though. Has faced the minimum as Shane Sasaki, the righty. One out, base is clear. Opening pitch. Fastball at the knees, called strike. Oh, one. Swinging a looper, shallow right field, in as Terrell can't get there. And the first base hit allowed. First man to reach today comes from a Sasaki bloop single in the fourth inning. Shortridge has been a guy, too, that has been very durable. I mean, he's a guy that pitched a 9-inning complete game last year on August 11th against Erie. You don't see that happen much anymore in the minor leagues with pitch count. Ryan Ignafo, the righty catcher. One out of man on. First pitch is foul back to the screen. Wow. That was a part of a really big month for Shortridge last year at a 1.91 ERA, going 5-0 in the month of August. 0-1. Fastball loop foul down the right side, out of play. Two. Swing and a miss. It's squeezed two by Axel Plaz after he got a piece of it. Shortridge has his seventh strikeout of the day. Don't know what the pitch count would be for Shortridge, but through 55 his last trip out. Already some stretching of the bullpen in right field, so it also could be in innings as well. Two outs, runner on for Davis Bradshaw, the lefty, as he chops one back up the middle. Delgado fields, low throw to first, and it's not in time as Delgado just took his time at shortstop. And Bradshaw hustles it out, and that will be probably an infield single. Ball is scooped out first by Valdez, but should be over, and we continue here. 8-0, Bradenton with two on for Kemp Alderman, the righty. And the opening pitch is fist in the air, shallow center field. Bishop, a late break on it, and makes the catch on the run to end the half inning. So just one more pitch thrown, but that ends the fourth. No runs, two hits, two left. 3.5 gone, 8-0, Bradenton on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Interested in having your next birthday, family, or group outing at Lecom Park? Enjoy discounted rate on tickets when you bring a group of 10 or more to a Marauders game. Group tickets are available in the seating bowl, or ask us about booking one of our hospitality areas like the Lepensi Plumbing Pools and Air Party Deck or the Boardwalk Barbecue. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today or visit us at BradentonMarauders.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom four, Bradenton with a 8-0 lead. As Colin Lowe out for a second inning after Brandon White went just the first two innings today. Tied with 8 runs on 6 hits. Gerald Toledo, top of the order. We'll get to see as Marilyn Valdez again. First pitch is a fastball over the heart of the plate for a called strike. Lowe's 0-1. It's a slow curveball at 74, called strike on Toledo. He's been on base twice today. 6 of the 9 have at least reached base today for Bradenton. 0-2, down and in. With a breaking ball blocked by Gnafo. Toledo walked and scored in the first, singled in a run, 2 runs and then scored in the second. Now a 6-game on base streak for Gerald. 1-2. That's fouled off in the batter's box. It was a very similar start to what Bradenton had almost a month ago now against Clearwater on a Sunday noon game. They scored 10 runs in the first two innings. 1-2. Rolled on the ground. First base side behind the bag. Martinez scoops and steps in the bag. One gone. Brandon Beckel was a starter that day. That would have been June the 9th, so a month and a day ago. It was a 10-2 win. They didn't score any runs after that, which also gave him a series victory. Connor Delgado swings to the first pitch and pops it foul behind Tome. Delgado, same thing as Toledo, walked and scored in the first, drove in a run, and then scored in the second with a double. The 0-1. Down and in for a ball. Kind of a good bounce back day for Connor, who struggled a little bit over the last 8 or so games, going back to last series. 1-1. Rounded left side of the infield, knocked down off Mabry and kicks into left center. And so that'll be a single for Connor Delgado. On board for the third time today. Brings up the man of the hour in as Marlon Valdez. One out. First pitch is chopped left side of the infield. Mabry fields the second for one. Turn to first. In time double play. Around the horn. 5-4-3. Ends the half inning. 8-0 Bradenton of the fifth we had on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/actnow.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
ABC, easy as 1, 2, 3. All simple as gold, bring me ABC, 1, 2, 3. Baby, you and me, girl. Easy as 1, 2, 3. All simple as gold, bring me.
So for the second straight start, Aaron Shortridge is held to just 4 innings today, and he has almost the exact same line as he did before. In his previous start, as we begin the bottom of the fifth inning, new arm in is Luigi Hernandez. 8-0 Bradenton as a first pitch is a fastball bounced in for ball one. Shortridge goes 4 innings, scoreless baseball, no walks, 2 hits allowed, both were singles, and struck out 7. That is the same line he had last week in Fort Myers. The 1-0, ripped out and missed with a fastball. This time around, though, he threw just 41 pitches, 33 strikes. It's one way to be efficient. As Mabry takes a ball, it's 2-1. That's rolled on the ground, third base side, but foul. Touched up by Mabry. It's late, I should say. And now a time called by him. Maybe grounded out the shortest first time up. That was against Shortridge, though. New arm in Hernandez in. Pitch high and in, it hit him right on the front shoulder. Lead off and on here against Luigi. 20 years old, born in the Bronx. Signed as an international free agent in January of 2021. Making his 12th appearance of the season, is 2-1 with a 7.27 ERA. A lefty, Jordan McCann, sticks in and watches the fastball call a strike on the outer half. 28 walks, 36 strikeouts in 26 innings this year for Luigi. The 0-1, that's lined the opposite way to left field, base hit. Mabry jogs to second. First two men reach here against Hernandez. Obviously, Luigi go a couple innings here. Usually a multiple inning reliever, a long reliever for Bradenton. Gerald Martinez, lefty first baseman, next man up. As he watches a fastball, a called strike on the outside corner. Speaking of bullpen as well, Bradenton just lost another arm. They got Tompkins back yesterday, but they lose another pitcher on the injured list now. The 0-1, it's fouled back. Just announced about 30 minutes ago that Mac Dakota was placed on the 7-day IL retroactive to 2 days ago. So back to Monday. Tompkins, who was the closer. Cotto then was the de facto closer then. Oh, 2. As Martinez punches it to center field. Bishop takes a sinking line drive, makes the catch on the knees. Throws a bullet to third. One gone as the runners hold position in the fifth inning. Christian Rodriguez, 9-hole hitter, takes a called strike on the inner edge. Peak to second, 0-1. And fastball outside off the plate for a ball. It's 1-1. Jupiter in Bradenton meeting for the first time this week, the entire season. This is game two of this set against the Marlins affiliate. 1-1. Up and away. Palm Beach is the only team now that Bradenton has yet to play. They will head there to Roger Dean Stadium. 2-1. Ripped out and missed on an inside slider. Be part of their 12-game East Coast swing. Bradenton, it's coming up. It's just continues to get closer and closer. July 30th to the 4th, 6 games in Palm Beach. 2-2. And foul back. They had an off day before they head up north to Port St. Lucie to take on the Mets for 6 games. Two-two. Down and in. It's interesting, you know, the schedule played Lakeland a bunch in the second half. But not much of, let's say, Jupiter one more time. One out, two on, 3-2. Inside, ball four. Hernandez walks him. So he's hit a man, he's allowed a single, now he's walked a man. Loads him up with one out for Colby Shade here. And Axel Plaza walks out to have a word. First pitch to righty. He checks a swing on the appeal. He did not go around for ball one. Bradenton with a 8-0 lead. Looking to preserve a shutout as well. The 1-0. Fastball line to shallow center. Bishop running in, makes the catch, throws home, no tag. Shade now 0-for-3 as he lines out the center. So it's up to the rehabbing Shane Sasaka to try to drive in a run here. He collected the first hit for Jupiter, the first man to reach in the fourth inning. Base slow to two outs. Nate Zip. First pitch broken. Bat little flare. Right side of the infield that sneaks through. One run scores. McCants trying as well. Throws off target and sneaks away. And that will move Sasaki to second base. It's a two RBI single that cuts deficit down to 8-2. Boy, Sasaki was sawed off there. The barrel went flying past the mound on the third base side, and there was a piece right in front of the home plate area as well. Second and third, two outs, two runs in. First pitch is grounded right back to Hernandez. A backhanded stab, runs and flips it over. Oh, so casual as that ends the half inning. Two runs score, though, 8-2 halfway home. Bradenton ahead on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $30, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. So join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club today and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Bottom five, as Jupiter gets ahead with a two-run single from Shane Sasaki. Marauders looking to get back to it offensively. They scored three runs in the first, five in the second, as Maryland Valens has clubbed two home runs. And Axio Plaz steps in the right side, power-hitting catcher. First pitch is a breaking ball on the inside corner for a called strike. Colin Lowe is out for his third inning. The 0-1 is low and in with an off speed there. It's 1-1. Look like a changeup maybe. Pitch. Breaking ball whiffed at and missed. It's 1-2 on Axel Plaz, who's 0-2 today, one of the few men not to reach. Pitch home. His slider down and out of the zone. Counts even. It's been a good two innings, though. Lowe has allowed just a single both innings, used a double play to end the last one. 2-2. And Plaz skies it high in the air, a mile up. Right side of the infield, coming in on the grass, now backs up to the dirt. McCants puts it away. Right in the hole. And one gone to start this half inning. I expect Lowe to go a few innings as well. He went five innings of three-run ball, struck out five against Palm Beach last Wednesday on the 4th. Typically, again, has been a piggybacker. Chop first base side in fair territory. Right on the line, Martinez fields and steps on the back behind it as Shalene Polanco grounds out on one pitch. Two gone on the fifth inning, 8-2, Bradenton ahead. Best month of the year for Lowe came in May, had a 2.03 ERA. As Eddie Rodriguez steps in the right side. Two outs, base is clear. First pitch is taken to the knees for a called strike. Eddie today is 1-2, single, stole second, left at third in the third inning. That was against Lowe, the 0-1. Line towards short, down to a knee, Rodriguez makes the grab. And then it's the half inning. We go to inning number 6. 8-2 Bradenton ahead on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store. Located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecon Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecon Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Top of the sixth inning as first pitch from Luigi Hernandez is shot foul down the left side out of play by Davis Bradshaw for strike one. Eight to two, Bradenton ahead. 0-1, and that's taken for a called strike on the outside corner. It's 0-2. Bradshaw's 1-2 today, singled in the fourth inning. And it strides on the pitch. And that's tapped third base side. Fair territory, and it'll be a swinging bunt single for Davis Bradshaw. He's 2-for-3 today now, but both have been infield singles. As that brings up Kemp Alderman, who's 0 for 2 today. First pitch to him, the righty. And it's taken high for ball one. Jupiter scored two runs last inning on a base hit from Shane Sasaki. The 1-0. Check swing on a slider, he lays off. Rodder scored three in the first, five in the second inning. And that's crushed well to deep left center field. Back-to-back days, Alderman has left the yard. His second of the season, playing his 19th game. It's been four unanswered for Jupiter. And all of a sudden, it's a four-run ball game here in the sixth. And now Jim Horner points out of the bullpen. New pitcher coming in, so Luigi's done his day. And a new arm coming in with nobody on, nobody out in the sixth inning, 8-4. Bradenton ahead on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then, someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Peyton Stumbo, new pitcher into the ballgame for the Bradenton Marauders. His replaces Luigi Hernandez. Stumbo with an 8-4 lead right now. JT Mabry, the righty batter, watches a fastball called strike from the righty Stumbo. Well, let's get to meet and greet him. 6 foot, 290-pound, 22-year-old, just turned 22 at the end of June. As he once fouled back. 20th round selection last year out of Nevada. Native of Auburn, California. 0-2. Breaking ball, line down the right field line, out of play. Stumbo, whose last two appearances have come out of the rotation. He's made a pair of spot starts with all the injuries in the rotation. 0-2. That's high to the backstop. Numbers on the year, he's 1-3 with a 4.83 ERA, 41 innings, 15 walks, 52 Ks, with 42 hits allowed. 1-2 is whiffed at a miss for strike three. Fastball from Stumbo puts away Mabry, one gone for Jordan McCants. A All have been served up a two-run home run ball to make this a four-run game again after his 8-0. Lefty Jordan McCants takes down and in. Biggest thing for Stumbo, though, has been the home runs. He's allowed 5 his last 3 games. 1-0 is outside with a changeup. Granted, that has been over not just 3 innings, obviously. He went 3 innings in Fort Myers on Saturday. 2-0 is fouled back. It's 1-2 now. Pitch is fouled back. And now it is even 2-2. But 3 innings, so then made his first start on Monday. Last Monday against Fort Myers, 3 1/3, gave up 2 home runs. And then it gave up 2 home runs out of the bullpen in Clearwater. 2-2. Curveball tapped at home plate. Stumble's got really good stuff, though. Fastball, changeup, slider, and a spiked curveball. 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Stumbo struck out the first 2. Out of the bullpen. In steps Ural Martinez, the left hitting first baseman, as he fouls the first pitch back to the screen for strike 1. 8-4 ball game in the top of the 6th inning. Bradenton aiming to win the first 2 of this week-long set. The 0-1. Line back off of Stumbo. Knocks it down with his leg. Spins and fields to first. He retires all 3 he sees, but 2 runs score on a home run from Alden, making 8-4 after 5.5. On the Marauders Broadcast Network.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket, for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life.
SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Bottom 6, 8-4. Bradenton ahead as they set up 7-8-9 and man up Terrell, the lefty. First pitch, Bunshone taps it down. Foul territory. Just outside the right-hander's batter's box is Ignafo. Made the reception. What is strike 1 on Terrell? Zapata and Bishop to follow. Against Colin Lowe, who's out for another inning. And again, this is why they made the move to the bullpen. White goes 2 innings, gives up 8 runs. Lowe, 3 scoreless so far. The 0-1, that's up and in for a ball. The 1-1, That's ripped deep to right field. Down the line. Can it stay fair? And it is foul ball. Just hooked. The right of the foul pole. That had the distance down the 335 line. As Tyrone, his hands up on his head, saying, oh, man, I just missed it. As Terrell fouls it off at home. Low on the mound, though, a guy who started his career in the Atlantic 10 Conference at the University of Richmond. Spiders, 1-2. Low one in. Did play with a big leaguer when he was there at Richmond. 2-2. That's outside for a ball. Vinny Capra, who's native of Melbourne, Florida, selection by the Blue Jays in 2018. Played with the Jays in 2022, Pirates in 23 for 9 games, and then the Brewers this year for 3 games. It's down and in for ball 4 as Torero walks. Start things off in this 6th inning. A couple of big-name big leaguers to come out from the University of Richmond. First pitch to Zapata, grounded left side of the infield, Mabry to his left. Nobody covering the bag at second, and they get the out at first. The infield was shifted over, but again, it couldn't turn two there. So just a fielder's choice. As Terrell advances to second base. One out, bottom 6-8-4. Braylon Bishop, the batter. Tim Stauffer pitched the big leagues for 10 years. As the lefty, Bishop takes outside for ball one. Big name you might see on TV a lot. Sean Casey. Long time big leaguer, 12 years in the major leagues, mostly with the Reds, though, as 1-0's outside. Pirates fans might remember Casey did play for them in 2006, played in 59 games, played for the Tigers and the Pirates that year. 2-0, fouled off the left side. Two-one, ripped out and missed with a breaking ball in the inside corner. And the count's even. Bryan University has just 2 big leaguers in their time. He played 1 year at Bryan in 2022. One's a big name right now, and it was Karinchak for Cleveland. He's on the 60 IL right now as Bishop strikes out swinging on a breaking ball. Bishop has been punched out twice by Lowe. It's his only 2 strikeouts. 2 outs, a runner on, bottom 6-8-4 Marauders. A Karinchak grew up in Hudson Valley, New York, but been a staple in the bullpen. He was really good for a couple of those years. And first pitch fastball. Bill Tye called strike 2. Toledo, it's 0-1. And Bryan now plays in the America East Conference. Schools like Binghamton and University of Maine. 0-1's line down the first baseline. Fair ball. rolls up in the corner. That's going to score a run as Gerald Toledo stands at second base with his second hit today. Third time on base, it's a 9-4 ball game. First run allowed by Lowe. A double for Toledo as Connor Delgado, who's 2 for 2 today, but been on base three times, steps to the left side. Shows bunt and pulls it back for ball one. 9-4 contest in the sixth inning. The 1-0. Downstairs for ball two. Lowe did play in one of the coolest ballparks, you could say, that's out there in summer collegiate baseball, because there's a lot of really neat ones. Well, this one might be one in particular that's really special. 2-0. That's fouled off at home plate. Played for the Newport Goals in the NECBL in Newport, Rhode Island. And an old ballpark called Cardines Field. Goes back to the early 20th century. Babe Ruth has been allegedly played there. 2-1. Popped up in the air. Foul ground left side, or fair territory, should say. Mabry on the grass makes the catch, and that ends the half inning. A run into the score, though, on one hit. Man left, 9-4 after 6 on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Leacom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life.
SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Top of the seventh inning, 9-4 Bradenton now after that double from Gerald Toledo as Peyton Stumbo out for a first full inning as it's fouled back out of play. Strike one. He did get all 3 outs last inning, but did not start the inning. Hernandez gave up a single, then a home run. Stumbo retired the next three. 0-1 to Christian Rodriguez. Is clubbed in the air, deep center field. Bishop tracking it back. He's at the wall, jumps up, makes the catch. Braylon Bishop. Impressive in center field, takes away extra bases, and a loud first out to start the seventh inning. Peyton Stumbo took his hat off and started waving it at Bishop. Wind starting to pick up here and blow out towards right center as well, right where that ball was hit towards the Kona bar. Colby Shade pops the first pitch, foul, first base side. Stumbo racing over, but it's 3 rows back for a strike. St- Dumbo has now retired the first four. Shades 0 for 3 today. The 0-1. Up and in. Shade struck out, swinging in the first, popped out the second of the fourth, then line out the center in the fifth. 1-1. Fastball popped up in the air. Shallow center field. Bishop, a long run in, but the second baseman Zapata treks out there. He makes the grab. Two gone. Talking about Cardinals fields, though, last inning in Newport, Rhode Island. Give you the Spark Note version of it. It's a lot of famous players that played there. Shane Sasaki takes on the outside corner for a called strike. Obviously, the Naval Station Newport right there. Guys like Yogi Berra, Phil Rizzuto, Bob Feller. As that's poked out to right field, base hit. And Sasaki's 3-for-4 today. All singles. Right, there's the oldest, one of the oldest leagues you can find there, in the George Donnelly Sunset League. Amateur league that was formed in 1919. Play games every week. 5:30, end the game at dusk. As first pitch pop foul off the right side of the play by Ryan Ignafo. And it served a lot, too, for Eager League players such as Larry Doby, Jackie Robinson before integration. As a fastball at the knees called strike, it's 0-2, which this weekend as well, it is Bradenton, the Nine Devils night. Honoring the Eager League team that played right here at this ballpark. 0-2, Ricky Ball on the ground towards third. Toledo backs up, goes a short route to second, and that ends the half inning. No runs, a hit, one man left. It's stretch time. 9-4 Marauders ahead on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test.
Starting with me.
My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Yuri Montero, new pitch of the ball game to start the bottom of the seventh inning. 9-4 Bradenton on top, as Colin Lowe's day is done after four innings out of the bullpen. 3-4-5 to up as Marilyn Valdez is 2-for-3 with a pair of home runs today in the first and the second inning. Montero from the lineup. Pitch home is spiked in the dirt for ball one. Valdez hit a three-run bomb in the first, then a solo home run, or a home run in the second then. The 1-0. That's chopped to the ground, right the left side. Rodriguez boots it right under his glove. And so Valdez reaches to start this seventh inning. Well, that may do it for Valdez. There has never been a three home run game in franchise history for the Marauders. Thought today might have been the shot to have it, because he had two and two innings to start. Righty Axial Plaz takes a called strike of the knees. But may have to wait another day. 0-1. Fastball fouled off. Played for a strike. Montero making his 19th appearance this year. Is no wins, no losses. A 6.08 ERA. 11 strikeouts, 15 walks in 23 and two-thirds. The 0-2 is outside for a ball. 22 years of age out of Santo Domingo in the DR. 1-2. That's lined towards straightaway center field. A base hit. Sasaki plays on a hop. After the error, a single for Plaz reaches for the first time today. Bradenton, they had six hits in the first two innings. That is just their fourth since then. Now have hits in six of the first seven as Polanco flies the first pitch down the left field line. Bradshaw over, makes the catch in foul ground. He's retired for the fourth time today, Polanco is. First and second, one out, 9-4 Bradenton. As Eddie Rodriguez, the righty, takes a fastball in tight at 94 for a ball. Rodriguez 1-for-3, singled back in the third. The 1-0, swung on and missed. First strike, it's 1-1. Montero strides on the pitch. Whiffed out and missed. Two. Down and away with a fastball. Bradenton ahead 9-4 in the seventh inning, looking for their second straight win over Jupiter to start this week. 2-2. Bounced in with a fastball and the count's full. With the Vandal Torero on deck. Error, walk, fly out to start the seventh inning. As Montero peers in, gets a sign. Payoff. Up and in for ball four as Rodriguez waited an extra half second. And it's a walk to load him up for Edmundo Torero. Over two of the walk and a run scored for Torero. That happened last inning. Scored on a Toledo double. Lefty batter. First pitch to him. Is outside for ball one. Fastball 94. Now that we are past July 4th, Major League Draft coming up within the next 2 weeks. Pitch is line through the right side into right center field, a base knock. Valdez scores. Plaz right behind him. Terrero digging for a second. The throw is in late. It's a two RBI double for Terrero. An 11-4 ball game for Bradenton. Second and third with still just one out in this half inning. As Wesley Zapata, switch hitter batting left, climbs it. But after the draft as well, you've got the trade deadline coming up. First pitch, Zapata fans on for a strike. He's 1-for-3 today. Been rumors right now. The rumor mill is swirling with the Pirates. What are they going to do in the trade deadline? Obviously, probably going to be buyers. Just a couple games below 500 with their pitching staff as well. One's off the plate with a changeup. It's 1-1. Which today there have been reports that the Pirates and the Angels are in talks on a trade that would send Taylor Ward, an outfielder, to Pittsburgh. 1-1. Down and in for a ball. Ward, a first round pick back in 2015 by the Angels. He's been within his entire big league career. 2-1. That's pulled in the ground right side. Right of the second base. McCansis will score a run. As he's put out at first, but a run in, make it a 12-4 contest. Rodriguez scored, Terrero to third with two outs and Braylon Bishop the hitter. Three run seventh inning, an 8-run lead down for Bradenton. Lefty batter. Takes a fastball outside for ball one. One ball pitch. On the outside corner, a called strike. Bishop 1-for-3, doubled and scored in the second. Was punched out twice by Colin Lowe. One-one. That's at the knees, called strike. If this result holds, it would tie the largest margin of victory for Bradenton this season. Just tied now with their most runs in the game, too. As a 1-2 is outside. Counts even. Bradenton scored 12 runs against St. Lucie on May the 12th here at Lee Comp Park. Two-two. That's pulled on the ground right side. In the hole, McCants to his left. Scoops and fields, throws to first, and that's a half inning. Three runs score, though. 12-4 Bradenton to the eighth we go on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Join us for Pride Night at Lee Comp Park on Saturday, July 13th, as the Marauders take on the Jupiter Hammerheads. The Marauders are partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, Also Youth, and Sarasota Out as we celebrate the LGBTQ+ community. The evening's festivities will feature a pre-game Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Top of the eighth inning, Bradenton in front with plenty of run support. 12-4 on a Furtado, new bullpen arm in for Peyton Stumbo. With Stumbo, who is slated to start on Sunday, goes two scoreless through 23 pitches, 19 strikes. And what she also struck out two and allowed just one hit during those two frames. So now the lefty Furtado in, 22-year-old from Lake Worth, Florida on the East Coast, in the Palm Beach area. Sixth round of pick last year by Pittsburgh out of Alabama. Lefty appearing in his 25th contest this season is 2-3 with a 6.09 ERA. And now a pinch hitter as Angelo Despino. No pinch hit here. Lefty hitter, first pitch is a breaking ball outside for ball one. Furtado rests the numbers, 33 strikeouts, 34 walks, 34 innings. And 1-0 is on the outside corner, a called strike. It's 1-1. Furtado working from the third base side of the rubber with his red glove. The 1-1, and a fastball outside at 91. Two appearances last week, one at Lecom, one in Fort Myers. 2-1, breaking ball to Spina. Tried to hold up on the curve, could not. It's 2-2. Furtado gave up one earned run in two innings, struck out four against Fort Myers last Monday. And closed out the week with an appearance on Friday. 2-2. Rolled softly on the ground to the right side. Zapata double clutches, now hurries to first, and they get the out. One batter, one gone in the eighth inning for Kemp Alderman. And so now a pair of former SEC foes, Alderman and Furtado battle. Alabama against Ole Miss. First pitch is grounded back up the middle. Delgado to his left, bobbles, and can't make the play. So that will be an error. That puts a man on. Alderman now one for 4 day. He homered. JT Mabry the batter. 12-4 contest in favor of Bradenton. As a fastball runs up and in for ball one. The 1-0 is a fastball geared low for ball two. Bradenton 12 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors. Jupiter 4 runs on 7 hits, 1 error. Two ball count is a breaking ball. Top of the zone, call a strike on Mabry, who's 0 for 2 today. Was hit by a pitch and scored in the fifth. Jupiter scored 2 in the fifth, 2 in the sixth, making an 8-4 ball game before Brianton put on 4 more. Snap throw back to first. Alderman a headlong dive in. Two one, ripped out of this to ball in the dirt, sneaks away from Plaz. as Oliven moves to second on a wild pitch. Well, Furtado's home and road splits are really interesting. On the road, he has a 2.81 ERA in 11 appearances, in which he's walked 12, struck out 18 in 16 innings. Then at home, he has an ERA of 9 in 13 appearances. As Furtado steps off the mound. Our opponents are hitting 284 against him at home, opposed to 182 on the road. 2-2. He's fouled off and caught a piece of applause. Two-two pitch is a breaking ball blocked by Plaz of the first base side. Just eclipsing the two-hour mark of this one. Bradenton with 12 runs on the board. Three-two. Poked up in the air, shallow right field. Turner now backs up a few steps and puts it away. Haldeman advances to third on the flyout. Runner at third with two outs in the eighth inning for Jordan McCants. Who was slated to go to an SEC school at Mississippi State before he was drafted. Out of high school, McCants, a third-round pick in 2021, grew up in Pensacola, Florida. As a breaking ball is a called strike on the lefty. Eight-run lead for Bradenton. McCants' brother, though, TJ, was a player at Ole Miss. As the 0-1 check swing on the appeal, he did offer at it for strike two, and then his brother TJ just played this past year at Alabama. Tato's alma mater. Oh, 2. Breaking ball in the dirt. McCants is 1-for-3, singled and scored in the fifth inning. That'll be really neat if McCants can get to Double A at some point to play in his hometown. One, two, and a fastball taken high. In a situation like that, working in Mississippi and Biloxi as a player from Hattiesburg, high school draft pick by the Brewers, and got to return to his hometown and play Double-A baseball in the minor leagues. It's kind of the perks of it. 2-2, down to the dirt, and it's blocked by Plaza again. A change up when the count's full. Pensacola is the home, if you didn't know, the Marlins Double-A. High A's in Beloit in the Midwest League, the Triple-A in Jacksonville. Runner on third, two outs. Furtado looking for a scoreless half inning. 3-2. Breaking ball called, third strike, and he freezes him to end the half inning. No runs, no hits, an error. One man left at third, 12-4. Bottom A next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
Bring the kids and the entire family to Lecom Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Bottom eight as Duke pitched the ball game is the righty Holt Jones replaces Yuri Montero. Bases top of the order, Gerald Toledo switch hitter batting left. First pitch is a fastball outside for ball on at 96 miles an hour. Jones, a 25-year-old, 6'8" pitcher, 1-0. That's rolled right side of the infield in the hole. Diving stop by McCants from his knees. Got him in shallow right field. What a play by Jordan McCants. Takes a base hit away from Gerald Toledo, which would have been a three-hit ball game for him. One gone in the eighth inning. What a play that was. One out, base is clear for Connor Delgado, switch hitter. He swings to the first pitch, tops it right side. First base of Martinez, charges, flips to first, two gone. Might not be able to introduce Holt Jones before he gets out of the ballgame, but native of Greenwich, Connecticut, was a 14th round pick in 21 out of Kentucky. Started his career at Clemson, though. His fourth year in the system, last year, pitch between three levels, FCL, Jupiter, and Beloit. It's a break ball outside of Valdez for ball one. And this year between Beloit, High, and Jupiter. 12-4 ball game, the 1-0. Is a slider outside. It's 2-0. Valdez, who's 2-for-4 today. Two home runs in the first two innings. G-ball pitch as Jones fires downhill. Fastball 95, ripped out and missed. There has never been a three-home run game in franchise history. Marauders go back to 2010 here in Bradenton. 2-1, up and in. Valdez has hit two home runs now twice this year. He had two here on June the 6th against Clearwater. That was a pair of solo blasts, though. 3-1 is a fastball low and outside for ball four. So he walks. But a man on with two on in the eighth inning. Axial Plus also hit two against Fort Myers on July 1st. That was last Monday. Been the only two home run games this year. Axial Plaza now at the plate, the righty. Takes a high strike call. Here's the 0-1. Reggie ball, line the opposite way, deep towards the corner, and it hooks up and over the wall, a home run. A line drive blast the opposite way, and Axial Plaz is in a two-run blast in the eighth inning, making a 10-run ball game, 14-4. Of Valdez hits two today, Plaz one today. Both players are now tied for the team lead once again. First pitch to Shaleen Polanco's foul back behind to him for strike one. Should say, actually, Valdez still has one leg up. I forgot Valdez homered yesterday, and so each guy came with 10 home runs today. As here's the 0-1 to Polanco. Checks a swing and lays off. It's 1-1. But Bradenton now has scored the most runs in a game this season. They've scored 14. The 1-1. Reggie Ball. Foul tip to the mitt for strike two. They are just two hits away from tying their season high in hits. They had 14 against Fort Myers last Wednesday here at Lee Comp. 1-2. Well put away with a 96 mile per hour fastball. It's 2-2. Polanco has been the only Marauder not to record a hit today. 2-2. That's pulled on the ground, right side, right at McCants. And he ends the half inning right there. But a home run from Plaz makes it a 10-run ball game. We go to the ninth, last chance for the Marauders on Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Top of the ninth inning as Hunter Furtado looking to close the door here on this camp day game. Bradenton with a 14-4 lead after Axel Plaz has hit another home run. His 11th of the season. And so Furtado would have faced the minimum if Blastnik wasn't for an error. Now faces 8-9-1. Yerol Martinez swings the first pitch and smacks it deep to right field. And it's on the boardwalk, a home run. First pitch of the half inning, and it's a solo blast to cut into deficit. It's now 14-5 as Martinez has his fourth long ball in 2024. That's a nice party gift there for some of the camp day kids who were literally walking on that boardwalk. At 800 fans, campers in attendance today. It's Christian Rodriguez, a lefty. Takes a fastball for a called strike. The 0-1. Rodriguez fans on a fastball at 91 for strike two. So Bradenton will go for a series split tomorrow if the result holds today. 3-0-2. And a fastball just off the plate at 93. One, two, and a breaking ball off the plate outside. Don't forget to stick around for the post-game show after we get some scores around the FSL. Some day games today. The Pirate system as well. Greensboro's behind 3-2 early. 2-2 popped in the air, foul off the left side. Fort Myers is in a rain delay right now, but it's a bomb third inning, 3-1 Daytona on top. Two on Rodriguez, who's 0 for 2 today, and now a pitch timer violation on Furtado. Counts full. Three-two pitch, and it's high for ball four. Rodriguez walks for the second time today. Bring up Colby Shade, top of the order. Last early game at home this season for Bradenton. Has a ready Shade. Swings the first pitch, flies it in the air, shallow right. Terrero in towards the line, makes the grab off his right shoulder. And one gone in the ninth inning. I believe there is one more early day game for Bradenton. He's in St. Lucie, but not really an early day game. It's a snap throw to first. They play a 1-10 Wednesday game, first pitch, on August the 7th. But after today, this game will be there Sunday noon then, so no more 11 a.m. first pitches. As Shane Sasaki takes in tight. Working on a three-hit game today. He's 3-for-4. Two RBI single back in the fifth. The 1-0, fouled off at home. 14-5 contest, Bradenton. Has come out swinging the bats for the kids today. Stared to first the pitch. And that's top foul, third base side. But that's Marilyn Valdez is having a field day here for the kids as well. Two home runs, five RBIs. So those five runs as well. This is the second Marauder to get there this season. Axio Plaza drove in five way back in May. 1-2. Breaking ball high. Counts even. Two two. And that's low and away with breaking ball, and the count's full. So another full count here in this half inning. We're not being held on at first. 3-2, there he goes. And it's low for ball four. Still one out, though, in this ninth inning, a run in and a nine-run ball game. As Axio Plaza goes out to have a chat. Now the 14 runs would be tied for the eighth most put up in a game this year by an FSL team. Tampa scored 17 against Fort Myers on June 7th. First pitch to Ryan Ignafo is punched in the alley left center. A base hit. It will split and roll towards the wall. Cut off by Bishop. One run scores. Another behind him. And it's a two RBI double for Ignafo that makes it a seven-run ball game. First hit for Ignafo. As Angelo Despina gets a second AB here, pinched it in the eighth inning for the rehabbing Davis Bradshaw. As he lines him on the opposite way in the left field, a base hit. Polanco to his left field, but that will score another run. Back-to-back hits to score three runs. And the inch closer, 14-8, now 10 hits today. And a pitching coach, Matt Ford, out to have a word. The 14 runs today by Bradenton are the most scored by them since Marauders had 18 against Fort Myers on June 14th. That was a 9-inning ball game. Bradenton won that game 18-9. Jamar Johnson had a home run, drove in four. There was a game this year, too, against Fort Myers. They scored, I believe, 15 that game last year. As well, it's a lot of damage done against Fort Myers last year. Here it is, finally, third time's a charm. Against Fort Myers, they scored 13 on August 8th last year. Charles McAdoo drove in eight runs. And first pitch is nub foul by Kemp Alderman for strike one. They had two home runs. Neither one was a grand slam. Omar Alfonso also homered that game. He homered yesterday as well, off today though. The 0-1, breaking ball high and tight for a ball. Ball game took 3 hours and 9 minutes. 1-1, breaking ball outside. The longest game, the regulation game as well, I should say, this year for Bradenton. They've had a few hover right around between 253 and 255, nothing more than that. 2-1, and a check swing. He offered that one on the appeal, he did. There was one game against Tampa that would have eclipsed that, which Bradenton goes back there after the All-Star break. Ended up going 3 hours and 42 minutes against the Tarpons, but that game didn't last long in extras as the 2-2 is rolled over foul. Two-two. Swing on a grounder, foul again, third base side. Four-run, ninth inning for Jupiter as Furtado looks to put the cherry on top of this one. Two-two. Swinging a pop-up behind to him. Blas takes a look, but it's out of play. Pitch in tight for ball three, and the count's full on Alderman. Two, up and in for ball four. Tato walks another in this half inning. But two on with still one out, four runs home. As JT Mabry to the plate. By the way, that Greensboro great game, Tamar Johnson has a 12-game hitting streak. He has been on fire these last couple weeks during the stretch. Pirates' number one prospect now with all Skeens graduating. First pitch rolled towards second base. Zapata steps in the bag, throws to first, that ends the ball game. 4-3 double play as Jupiter does get four in the ninth, but Bradenton, a season-high 14 runs scored, led by as Maryland Valdez with two home runs, and they win by six on this camp day game at Lee Comp Park. We come back here, it's the post-game show. That's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Wojcicki. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our five-game flex packs. These packs include one ticket to any five games on the schedule of your choosing. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. Tickets start at just $65. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Join us for Pride Night at Lee Comp Park on Saturday, July 13th. As the Marauders take on the Jupiter Hammerheads. The Marauders are partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, Also Youth, and Sarasota Out as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pre-game Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
OptUS Kids presents, What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for greatest of all time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
And welcome back to Lee Comp Park here on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show. Thomas Sinzerler to take you back through this one on this Wednesday camp day game that started at 11 a.m. bright and early. Hope you grabbed some coffee, some lunch, stop by and watch the baseball today. 14-8 Marauders, they got cooking early, scoring three runs in the first inning. It was eight straight balls to start the day for Brandon White, the starter for Jupiter, then coughed up a three-run home run to Esmalin Valdez, make a 3-0 right out of the gates. Then five runs in the second. It was single double with one out by Zapata and Bishop. Toledo scores two of the single. Delgado an RBI double. Then Valdez hit another home run to score those five runs and make it 8-0 just like that. Aaron Shortridge, he was dominant today in another rehab start as he retired today, the first 10 before a single to Shane Sasaki, but ended up going four scoreless, just allowed two hits, no walks, seven strikeouts, and 41 pitches thrown on the ball game. Jupiter got on the board in the top of the fifth inning as it was a hit batter single against Luigi Hernandez to start that half inning, and then later Sasaki with a two RBI single to make it a 8-2 game, then an 8-4 game after a home run from Alderman in the sixth inning against Hernandez. That would do it for him out of the bullpen. Bradenton then scored the next six runs. It was a lot of back and forth doing this. Double from Toledo in the sixth inning, and then in the seventh, a double from Terrero and a Zapata ground out to score those four runs combined. Two in the eighth scored on a Plaza line drive home run to right field that just snuck out against Holt Jones before Jupiter scored four in the ninth inning. A home run from Ural Martinez, a double by Ignafo to score two, and Despina with a single before a double play ended the contest. Winning pitcher today is Peyton Stumbo, proves 2-3. Brandon White, the loser, falls to 2-5. Final numbers in this one is Jupiter 8 runs, 10 hits, 1 error, 7 left. Bradenton 14 runs on 12 hits, 2 errors, 3 left on base. Bradenton is season high in runs today, and they also hit 6 for 13 with runners in scoring position. That was a big stat today. Game time, 2 hours and 25 minutes, seen by 790 on this Wednesday camp day game at Lee Comp Park. We come back in the postgame show. We'll get you some scores and get you ready for tomorrow. That's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
And we'll get back on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show. Thomas and Zarella wrapping things up here on a 14-8 win for the Marauders as they defeat the Jupiter Hammerheads for the second straight day. Take a look at some scores first, though, as we started the FSL. Right now, a weather delay in Fort Myers, 3-1 Daytona on top of the bottom of the third inning. Palm Beach will continue a suspended game from yesterday at 4 p.m., so just about 2.5 hours from now. It was Cardinals 1-0 lead on the Threshers, and then they'll play a 7-inning game right after that. St. Lucie hosting Lakeland at 6:10, and then 6:30 in Dunedin at TD Ballpark. Luis Serna on the hill for the Tarpons to take on the DJs. And the Pittsburgh Pirates org, the Buccos are looking for a series win today as they turn to Martin Perez. At 8:10 p.m., they clubbed out a couple home runs, 12 runs yesterday in a 10-run victory. Elsewhere in the Pirates org, right now, one other game going on. Greensboro, 4-3 in the bottom of the sixth inning. They just scored two against Winston-Salem after they lost yesterday to the Dash. Double-A, Altoona, 6 p.m. start as they take on the Bowie Bay Sox. Thomas Harrington on the bump there, and then Indianapolis about to throw first pitch in about 1 minute. At home against Columbus, as Luis Sessa starts against Doug Nikhazy. Well, Bradenton, with the win today, they improved to 37-46, 8-9 in the second half of the season. Jupiter falls to 42-41, 6-11 in the second half of the season. Tomorrow, a normal 6:30 first pitch, 6:10 pregame show right here on the Marauders Broadcast Network. But that'll wrap things up for us here this afternoon from Lee Comp Park. Rest of our entire crew, Thomas and Zarella, saying so long from Lee Comp. Bradenton wins today. Season high 14 runs and a 14-8 win over the Hammerheads. We'll see you back here in Bradenton tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday night.
You've been listening to Bradenton Marauders Baseball on the Marauders Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BradentonMarauders.com.